Good afternoon. My name is Paul Marzello. I am the president and CEO of the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park, and I'm delighted that we can take a few minutes out of this very special day to pay homage to why we're really here, which is the events of 9/11. We are here today to honor 2,983 men, women, and children that were killed on September 11th, 2001 due to a terrorist attack. The flag of honor on my right contains all their names. They were parents sending their children off to school for the first time. They were off-duty firefighters who just stopped by the firehouse for a cup of coffee when the alarm sounded. They were grandparents flying to meet their newest grandchild. They were financial analysts who showed up to work early to prepare for a presentation. They had families, friends, loved ones, all with hopes, dreams, and aspirations that were all cut short by this tragic incident. To formally begin our ceremony today, we have a joint color guard represented by some of the Naval Park's docents who stand watch 7 days a week on our quarterdeck on the USS the Sullivans and give guided tours to our tourists, and a special edition, which are members of the Civil Air Patrol cadets and students at Buffalo Creek Academy. Gentlemen, boys, girls, please present the colors. Everyone else, please stand. To sing our national anthem, please welcome George Miller.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, George. He always blows the roof off this place. Before you sit down, I'm going to call up Mark Johnson from National Grid and one of the organizers of this day. He's been here since 5 a.m., so I'm surprised that he's still awake, but he's done an incredible job. Mark.
Let's bow our heads. Father God, we come to you in prayer today as we honor those who lost their lives on September 11th, 2001, and those who responded to that tragic event. We also honor our military veterans who laid down their lives for the freedom for our country. Today we honor them with this day of service, as many have come together for one purpose, to serve. Thank you for the stewards of this park, from the CEO down to the docents, who care deeply about what the Naval and Military Park represents to our city and our country. We are grateful and thankful for your many blessings. Amen.
Please be seated. So let me tell you a little bit about the Naval and Military Park. Our mission statement is very simple. It's based on four pillars: honor, educate, inspire, and preserve. We want to honor all veterans and active military. We want to educate the public about the sacrifices they make, including those on the home front, which have a significant role. We want to inspire a sense of patriotism and an appreciation for those that have served, especially developing that appreciation in our younger generation. And lastly, we want to preserve the artifacts that have been entrusted to our care. So with that, we think this particular day fits perfectly into our mission statement. And with that, I'm going to ask Docent Peter Gullo to come up and man the bell as I recap the events of 9/11. Between 7:59 and 8:42, four commercial flights took off. Two from Boston, one from Washington, D.C., and one from Newark, New Jersey, all headed to California. After takeoff, all four planes were hijacked by terrorists affiliated with Al-Qaeda. At 8:46, American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center as those on the ground in New York City and reporters on live television tried to make sense of what had happened. Initial reports were that a small plane had mistakenly hit the World Trade Center. At 9:03, United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center, and it became clear that America was under attack. At 9:36, hijackers crashed American Airlines Flight 77 into the Pentagon. And by 9:42, all flights in the United States were grounded. And by 9:45, the U.S. Capitol and the White House had been evacuated. At 10:03, United Airlines Flight 93 crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after a struggle on board between a team of hijackers and brave flight passengers. By 10:28, both the South and North Towers had collapsed, and an immense plume of toxic dust covered Lower Manhattan. I'm going to ask the docents to bring forth the wreath. And a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. As a result, there has been a national effort to make 9/11 a national day of service. What a beautiful thing to come out of such a tragic event. All in honor of those who lost their lives, and we are so grateful that all of these companies who are here today have chosen us, the Buffalo Naval Park, as a beneficiary. We are accomplishing so many jobs that we would have neither the resources nor the expertise to tackle. Which leads me into my next introduction. It's my pleasure to welcome Ken Kujawa. He's the regional director at National Grid. He manages a team that serves as primary contacts for the company's largest customers and key stakeholders in a 10-county area that includes Western New York. And I feel very comfortable that Ken's in his work clothes as I am, and nobody has to get dressed up. I apologize to the politicians. So, Ken.
Thanks, Paul. And you know, on behalf of National Grid, it's our honor to be here today on this important day. Not only our day of service, but obviously remembering what happened during the events of September 11th. You know, this event started last year with a call that Paul made to Mark Johnson from our company saying, can you guys help us with some lights on one of the ships? And, you know, normally when those requests come in, we'll look to make a financial donation and help that organization with the project. And Mark came down here, met with Paul, met with the team, and came back and said, I have an idea for our day of service. We can do a lot more than just lights. And where we were last year, we brought National Grid employees, Highmark employees, and we came down and started the process of doing construction work, lighting work, welding, painting, cleaning, anything that we can do to help maintain these wonderful ships that are here as part of the Buffalo Naval Park. And over the course of the last year, I've had employees come up to me and say, Ken, I had such a great time at the Naval Park, and it meant so much to do work on the Croker, on the Sullivans, on the Little Rock. Are we going back? And here we are. And what started out as this small request for lights on a ship has now turned into this company-wide and now community-wide event. And so I want to make sure that I take the opportunity to recognize Harcat Mechanical, which is with us today, Highmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, M&T Bank, Turner Construction. Those companies have now joined in the effort, and I think it's a testament to how important the community feels the Naval Park is to Buffalo and Western New York. I want to take this opportunity, you know, being the National Grid representative, I want to recognize our employees that are here. I especially want to recognize our employees that are veterans. We do have those with us today volunteering, members of our Veterans Employee Resource Group. I want to recognize those employees that are members of IBEW Local 97 and those from Local 90 or Local 41 that have joined us. I especially want to recognize Mark Johnson. This has turned into a labor of love, and it's a lot of labor and a lot of love, and this wouldn't happen without Mark's involvement and Mark's commitment, and I want to make sure that Mark is recognized for everything that he has done to help put this day together. So Mark, thank you. And finally, I want to recognize, I don't see him anywhere, but I want to recognize Mike Lindhurst from our company. Mike is one of our stations managers, and I'm going to say this at a naval park, but Mike brings the Army. Mike commandeers everyone on the operations side of our business, and answering no is not an option. And you can see everyone that's here today, and Mike is able to bring, I'll call it the heavy-duty workers, our folks that are doing the construction work and the electrical work and the welding work, and doing some heavy lifting here down at the Naval Park. And as I mentioned before, it's a labor of love and our folks really enjoy it. And so, you know, I'll just wrap up my remarks by saying, you know, the Naval Park plays an important role here in the community. You know, obviously folks are here all the time taking tours of the Naval Park, and it's a great tourist attraction for the region, but we know the deeper meaning, and it's to recognize those that served prior to September 11th, and then those that served after September 11th. And we're here recognizing, you know, those that died on that day. But being here at the Naval Park gives us the ability to remember not only those, but those that protect our freedoms every day. And so on behalf of National Grid and everyone else that's played a role in putting this together, thank you for your hard work and thank you for being a part of this great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. You know, you don't get this kind of support without leadership from the top, and it starts with Ken, so thank you very much. And I also wanted to clear up a couple of things. One, he had mentioned an Army veteran, all right? This is a naval and military park. We welcome all branches of the service. And secondly, one of the oversights for the companies I see representatives from Douglas Development, so thank you very much. The next person I want to bring up is a representative from Highmark, and I want to make sure I got his title correct because I've met him 100 times, but I don't know his title. He's a Vice President of Community Affairs. Please welcome Michael Bell.
Thanks, Paul. You know, thanks for your partnership and your leadership. Good morning, everybody. Like Paul said, I'm Mike Ball. I'm the Vice President of Community Affairs for Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's a privilege to be here today at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park, a place that holds such a significance for our community for this special ceremony of remembrance, as well as our second annual Day of Service. Last year, when National Grid reached out with the idea for this Day of Service and with the opportunity to partner, we were immediately moved, and we remain extremely grateful to National Grid. Highmark has a long and proud history of supporting the Naval and Military Park, and this is our neighborhood now with our new home at Seneca One, making this extra special for all of us. And it's a perfect way to join colleagues across the community in a way of giving back. Today, we're incredibly proud to have almost 50 Highmark employees that joined us by rolling up their sleeves to do some painting, cleaning, gardening, and I'm sure a lot of other miscellaneous things. Thank you to all of the Highmark employees that showed up here today and to all the company representatives that are with us. Highmark is also pleased to have provided a $5,000 donation again this year just to help cover some of the costs of the supplies. Many of our own employees and their families have served or are currently serving our country. We understand that sacrifices made, and we're deeply grateful to all of our servicemen, women, and first responders. Today, as we remember the lives lost on September 11th, we are reminded of the importance of unity and of our resilience. This day of service is a powerful symbol of community coming together to honor those who were lost and to build a stronger future. We're incredibly proud to be a part of this effort. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Next, I'd like to bring up our own chairman. He's the chairman of our board. He's doing an incredible job, and he's here to say a few words. Please welcome Adam Poole.
Thanks, Paul. Wow, I just want to take a quick second and just have everybody just scan the room here. This is amazing. It's great to see so many volunteers that have come here today to help us at the park. You know, it was good to hear Ken mention what this meant to the volunteers that came here last year and how much they appreciated the ability to serve the community and to help out the Naval Park. But I do want to, you know, make sure that that's known that we certainly reciprocate those feelings, because it truly means a lot to have all you here. You know, this is one day that you're providing service to us, but I want you to understand that we'll talk about this for the entire year until hopefully we see you again next year. So I truly want to thank you on behalf of the board of directors. You know, give you a round of applause. Thank you. I also want to recognize some of our board members that are here in the crowd today. Terry McGuire, thank you, sir. John Radins is also here, one of our board members. If there's any other board members, please raise your hand so we can recognize you. One of the other things that we do here is we always recognize our veterans at every ceremony that we have at the park. So if you're a veteran, I'd like you to stand up just so we can recognize you as well and thank you for your service. Thank you. And we also have a special guest in the crowd as well. He's our resident World War II vet. I'd like you to all recognize Dr. John Long. So again, on behalf of the board of directors, I just want to thank you all for coming out. It's great to see you here, and I hope to see you again next year. Thank you.
So let me just clarify, he's not really known as Dr. Long, even though he is a doctor by trade. He's better known as that kick-ass staff sergeant. Big Red One. All right, to continue, I want to recognize a few people here that took the time out of their day to be with us, and I think it's important that I recognize them as well. We have Senator Sean Ryan. Would you please stand up? Senator Ryan just recently was part of a package deal that came to the Naval Park and gave us $1 million towards the preservation of the USS, the Sullivans, and the U.S. Crokers. Next to him, Mo Sumbundu, who is with Empire State Development. Mo, I'm going to give you credit for the governor's contribution, which was $10 million, so thank you very much. Next to him, we have the county clerk, Mickey Kearns. I see way in the back, Mr. Walter Cook is with Congressman Higgins. Excuse me. I should update that, right? He's now with Congressman Kennedy's office. Sorry. I've got that old traditional thing still going. Sorry about that. Anyone else? Oh, I've got one other one I want to make mention of. This is Philip Gow. He's with Congressman Langworthy's office. Please stand up, Philip, and take a bow. Did I cover anyone? Anyone giving me a tug or an evil eye or something that I should recognize? All right, so in closing, let me just wrap this up because I know we got work to do and I don't want to keep it here any longer. And I appreciate the fact that our chairman came in a suit and tie because he did not want to be put to work. We hope that today's ceremony has helped us to remember the events of 9/11. To those who lost their lives that day, to the loved ones they left behind, and to those who were forever impacted by the events of that day. Today, may we all be reminded of the incredible privilege it is to be an American citizen and to appreciate the rights and responsibilities that we all enjoy. Someone had to sacrifice for us to do that. Special thanks to all the volunteers from all of the companies. I don't want to leave anyone out, but I know they were mentioned earlier. I know they've done incredible work this morning, and we've got more work to do this afternoon. I'm going to ask George Miller to come on up here again and lead us in one last closing song. God bless America.
I have my counterpart. I think I'm in good hands because I get my insurance through Highmark and my banking through M&T. So thank you. Put a little more money in there for me, will you? Well, Dr. Long, we've been doing the God Bless America for a while, and I want to thank also Courtney, who puts in her sidekick. They're always working together and getting us all together, too, so thank you. Thank you. Are you ready, Doc?
Ready.
All right.
God bless.
Stand up and sing it. Let's go. Go ahead. You sing it to the mic. All right.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with foam.